Okay, gentlemen, let us continue with Hilchas Purim indeed. Maybe we'll see how the Zoom can be covered in this. Maybe we'll find some smach for that. We'll see. Okay, we still have to do Siv Ches in Simon Tov Pesh Pechaz before we move on to Simon Tov Pesh Pechaz. So Siv Ches tells us the following. I think we did cover it with a little bit, but not inside. Ben Ishayob Spinner, somebody who is in a boat. On a journey, and he had no Megillah accessible and available. So he was traveling, and on the 15th, he actually got hold of a Megillah. We should read on the 15th. So, if the 15th is not really the day that you should be Yotz the Megillah, you should really be going for the 14th, but he had no Megillah on the 14th, and you get older than the Megillah on the 15th, by all means, listen to the Megillah on the 15th. Which, of course, goes very much in line with the discussion we had yesterday, that if you cannot be out on the right date, you can even go 13th, 12th, 11th, 10th, etc., from Rosh Chodesh Adar onwards. Which tells us some sort of Chiddush that the whole Zman of the Megillah is really the entire Chodesh Adar. Okay, that's with regards to Simon Tov Reish Pei Ches. Now we're going to go to some in Simon Tov Reish Pei Tes. Hakoil chayovim bekriyos, it's a Mishnah in Megillah. Everybody is obligated to hear the Megillah. Hakoil chayovim bekriyos. Anoshim men, venoshim and women, vegeirim, ve'avodim shchochim and freed slaves. And here comes perhaps the most controversial aspect, which we really need to look at a little bit. U'mechanchen ezaktanim, and we are mechanech, we educate the children, likroiso, to read the Megillah. Gentlemen, I'm fully aware, I'm fully fine with Anoshim and Noshim. So Noshim, okay, Noshim. Very good. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Cotton Aleph. Good. Let's see Mishnah Berurah. For Noshim, after Kiyei Dovosh Hazman Groma, although the reading of the Megillah is a time-bound mitzvah, and we know generally, time-bound mitzvahs, women are part of exam, because Mokum here they're obligated. Why so? Because they've also included the nest. This is one of the few exceptions that we find that since the ladies themselves were very much involved in the nest, and they were saved, if not for that particular nest, there would have been no men and no women. So they better appreciate the nest, and they better get involved in it, and therefore they're also obligated in the nest related, in the mitzvah, which is nest related, and that's the Kiyas HaMegillah. So the Metchila Hoysu Akzeira Gam Aleihem, because the Pasuk said explicitly that women were also endangered, and therefore they've got to listen to Megillah. And Vilachain, therefore, Tzoyach Eishli Koyso, a man needs to read the Megillah Beveso in his house, Yipnei Abesulois, for his young daughters, Tamashosos, even the maid servants. Viktas Mikomus, in some obscure places. Now again, there's a custom, Shigamol Chazavit, like this, that even such places, says the Chofetz Chaim, there are even obscure places that women go to shul. Lezus Noshim. Yes, there is such a minig in some place that women go to shul. Lezus Noshim Nishmaki to listen to Megillah. Ochen Tzorchien Echyotzim Shon Noshim. But I don't know, says the Chofetz Chaim, I don't know how women can be Yotze by going to the Ezus Noshim, the Yavshal Ishmael Shom Kedin, because it's impossible to hear it properly. The acoustics, as well as the noise, and as well as the distance to the Kiyah, it makes it impossible to be Yotze, the Megillah, in shul for the women. Therefore, he says, I don't know, but he says, ideally, what people should do is they should do the Kiyah and Megillah at home. That's what the Mishnah seems to prefer. But here is the reason. The reason is, of course, it's a town-bound mitzvah, which is Mangoma, but since they're also part of the nest, so they've got to listen as well. Okay, now, I'm okay with that, and we can understand it's all Gemara's. So women are obligated in Kiyas HaMegillah, according to pretty much all the poskim. It's very interesting. The poskim learn that the women are obligated the same obligation than men. There is a minority opinion that holds that women's obligation is not the same. They don't have to be yotz mamash like men. It's not really brought down so much in the poskim, but it is that since they have a piyasum hanes obligation, it's not the same than us. At the end of the day, it's a time bound mitzvah. So it's the only chayvel special manes. So it could be they have got less obligation. If they miss a word, they skip a word, there might not be a problem for them. But that's not basic halacha. Basic halacha, as Mishnah Berurah brings it, women are obligated just like men. Okay, kids is much more of a problem in my opinion because of the following sifkot and gimel. Ezaktanim, Mishigilechinuch. We're talking about children who are chinuch age. And like a Sivav. As discussed late in Sivav as well, this will be brought down late in Sivav. He brings the point again. He's going to speak about that. In Sivav, he brings this idea again. He says, "V'kevin the gamnoshim chayav." Since women are also obligated, partially itself understood, the gamnoshim yeshlem shem chinuch. Also, young girls also have a mitzvah chinuch and also listen to Megillah. And like Sivav, we'll be discussing Sivav again. I will, however, not wait for Sivav to ask the following question. I will not wait for Sivav. Okay, how do we define chinuch normally? How does it work? What's chinuch for? Let's say shofar. When are children obligated, Mr. Shofar? What? I'm not asking specifically the age. I'm asking what? Pardon? That's right. So what we learn generally, it's Gemara's, that they're obligated when they are shaykh to the mitzvah. So if they can listen to the tkiyah shofar, which is probably quite young, they're obligated in chinuch mitzvahs, they're obligated in shofar. What about dalet minim? The Gemara says explicitly, when are children chayv chinuch of abba minim? What does Gemara say? When he knows how to shock with the aluminium, when he knows how to shake the aluminium, when he's shaykh to the mitzvah, when he's able to perform the mitzvah physically, that's when the mitzvah's chinuch starts. And we find that with regards to all the mitzvahs, that's right across all the chinuch works based on his physical ability to actually perform the mitzvah. Okay. Having said that, and having understood that, I would like to question now, it's not my question, so the Mefarshim ask, with regards to Kiyas HaMegillah. So, I understand that there is conceptually the idea of chinuch for children, chinuch of Kiyas HaMegillah. But, I'd like to know, so how would you define it? Where you can do what? Understand the story. Why is the mitzvah understanding of the story? Is that the mitzvah? The mitzvah is, what's the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah understanding of the story? It's to read. The mitzvah is to read Kiyas HaMegillah. To read, we'll talk about that. Okay, but now, to hear the Megillah, by all accounts, I mean, even I struggle, even adults struggle, from first person till the end, and we're going to see soon what it means to listen to the Megillah. It's not easy. Your mind mustn't. You have to concentrate. You have to be able to listen. You look inside. You can't miss. If you're dreaming of, we're going to see it's a real, real shaila. How are you? It's the Megillah. By dreaming off, you've got to listen and concentrate properly. Now me, as an adult, I find that, you know, we manage, we're adults, but a child, how long does a Kiyas HaMegillah take? With the hormones and everything, how long does it take? Yeah? You're asking a child to concentrate for half an hour? 20, 21? Which age group does qualify in a half an hour concentration looking inside? I mean, you don't have to be a teacher.
What's the question?
My question is...
So it's from an older age.
So what age? What age?
I don't know, maybe a year or two before Bar Mitzvah.
Okay, so that's a big chiddush now.
By Yom Kippur, fasting, the chinuch is only a year or two. This is a difficult...
Rabbi Tepper has paskin, that before Bar Mitzvah, there's... Is that what you're saying? There's a chiyuv of chinuch with regards to... Starts by Bar Mitzvah? Or just before Bar Mitzvah? All right. It's a big chiddush lidin. We can add that to the letter from Dayanim that you can be able to Zoom. So Kiyas HaMegillah is, you know, the chinuch starts by 12 years old. This sounds very, it happens to be, I very much feel the same than you. It's not common practice. I think that what age group do we bring kids to the Kiyas HaMegillah? We bring them when they're like...
As soon as they can be quiet.
Yeah, if that ever happens. It depends on the child. Of course it does, you're right. But looking for what? What are we looking? It depends on the child. Looking for what? Not disturb. Yeah, that's the Shulchan Aruch in Sevav. We have to make sure they don't disturb. But I want to just point out that when it comes to defining the age of chinuch for this particular mitzvah, and I agree with Rabbi Tepper, we've got to look at a different age group than we find by other mitzvahs. It's not... I personally would feel that really, strictly speaking, as far as this Shulchan Aruch is concerned, what kind of age are we talking about? There's nothing going. 7, 8 years old. Can you really listen? Can you concentrate? As far as this chiyuv is concerned, non-existent. I don't think there's a mitzvah chinuch at that stage yet. What do you, Taina? Would you agree? and it's not like shofar, it's not like dalet minim, and it's not like, oh, you know, sukkah. No. It's much later. And this is the Rabbanan. So therefore we're saying, you say that because the Rabbanan should be also less obligation anyway. Right? Although normally we are mechayev for the Rabbanan, but you're saying that, yeah. Okay.
Can I suggest?
Yes.
Because we're talking about the Mishnah already about reading in other languages. But now, reading in Lashon HaKodesh, even if you don't understand the word, a godl, I'm talking about a godl, but it doesn't understand, is still yotze if he heard every word.
Correct.
So why, a cotton, I'd like to ask, is a cotton any worse than that?
No, he's not. No, you're right. We're going to see that. We're going to see that. You don't have to understand. You're right. But you still need to be able to listen. You still need to listen to the entire Megillah from beginning to end.
As long as he's quiet and he's listening.
You will see that's not wouldn't be good enough for an adult. We'll see. You know, we'll get to that mitzvah sham. See, basically, somebody reads, whether you're reading the Megillah, and somebody who listens and hears from the Baal Koyah, so you need to positively hear from a reader, as opposed to and that's only if you hear it from somebody that is chai bekiya. In other words, lefichach, you can only be yotz in the midst if you're hearing it from a bar chiyuva. Lefichach, therefore, imu akoyre cheresh, if the person who reads is a cheresh, is deaf. Oikotnu is a minor, is a child. Hoishoite, who is not fully intelligent. Hashemia mimenu, somebody who hears from those people, a deaf, a cotton, a shoita, they are not chayiv themselves. So you cannot be yoitza listening to hearing the Megillah. You're not yoitza, the kiss of Megillah, by hearing from somebody who's not chayiv in his own right. Furthermore, some even say further than that, women also cannot be moitzi the men. Why can women not be moitzi the men? Tznius, you're saying Tznius. Now, I'm going to say, what about Ilchus, we find in Ilchus Chanukah, what happened, can a woman be lighting, can a woman be lighting menorah? Are you Yotze, is the husband Yotze? Yeah. She can light, and so why can she not be Motze over here? If let's say you really, really can't be bothered, say, you know what, do you mind, you know, I'll make supper tonight, and you read the Megillah for me. Let's, you know, is that a deal? Can would that work? So why is it different than Kiyas HaMegillah? Why is it different than Adlokas Ner Chanukah? Adlokas Ner, she can do it for you. You know. So Mishnah Berurah asked the question. Sivkot and Zayin. Yesh Oim Shanoshim Enu Moitziyos. V'lo Yidom Ele Ner Chanukah. It's unlike Ner Chanukah. Why is that? Teshani Megillah. Megillah is different. Ha'av Kmo Kiyas HaTorah. It goes in the category of Kiyas HaTorah. Hupsula, and she's invalid, she cannot be moitzi, because of respect of the tzibur, the congregation. And therefore, even for one individual already, she cannot be moitzi, mishum lo ipluk. We made a categorical rule that a woman cannot be moitzi one man and many men. Lo ipluk. But even yochid, that's a lo ipluk. We've now categorically said that a woman cannot be moitzi other men. No, it's already a problem. She cannot. Look, Mishmuel has another reason as well, which is very londish. Figam, an additional reason as well is the Efshus Isha Enochayav is Bekiyah, Rakli Shmak, Dedekameh. So there is another, is the obligation to read the Megillah or to hear the Megillah? What's the obligation? So it could be, oh, that's it. What's the Moy is going to tell us as well. So if it is true that men have an obligation to read the Megillah, and of course, a person can be moitzi you, but if your obligation is intrinsically a kiyas HaMegillah, and her obligation is a lesser level, her obligation is shmiyas HaMegillah, then for sure she cannot be moitzi you, because she's got a different obligation. She's got an obligation to hear the Megillah, and you have got an obligation of kiyas HaMegillah, a different obligation. She cannot be moitzi you, therefore. So that, yeah, that would work according to, that would be nice enough, Kamina. So, no, actually, according to both, yeah, she could be moitzi. Yeah, that's right. Let's think it through. According to the first pshat, we say it's not covered at Sibu. What would you say? Probably it's fine. I don't know. I don't know, maybe you're right. I don't know. Cover the tzibur. I don't know. What do you tell Rabbi Yisai? Is there a problem with cover the tzibur or not? Women leaning, one woman he's doing the Megillah for other women. I don't know. Yeah, it's a really good question. According to the second, according to the second pshat.
The
yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice, Duke.
Sounds like.
Oh, Shaltzin Tzvav. Shaltzin Tzvav. Aval Noshim Rabbos Eino Isha Moitzian. The Zilibu Milza. Oh, that's it. Very good. Black and white. That is, it's not respectful. So ultimately, Alach Lamaisim, Mishabu Paskins, it's not respectful and a woman cannot be Moitzi other women. And that seems to be Dagger the Duke as well from what you. Well, you're Medaik, Rabbi Tepe. You're Medaik to Shulchan Aruch. Very nice. Continues the Ramah. Vyesh, Aim Deim Aisha Kaira, Le Atzma, Vaych, Slishma, Megillah, Shenach, Ebis, Bekriya. Said the Ramah, yes, the bracha of a woman reading for herself is Lishmaya Megillah, not Al Mikra Megillah, but Lishmaya Megillah. She's got, she doesn't have an obligation to read the Megillah, she's got merely the obligation of hearing the Megillah. And therefore, she makes a different bracha. Save Gimel Rabbi Yisai. Third line on page 306. Androgynous Moitzeminoi. Androgynous is a person who has got simonim, female simonim and male simonim. Androgynous Moitzeminoi can be Moitzi, his colleague Androgynous. Veloi she'eno mino, but he cannot be Moitzi both a man or a woman. He or she cannot be Moitzi because he may be qualified as either, and therefore cannot be Moitzi the other gender. Tumtum umishichitza evet. Tumtum umishichitza evet. And somebody's a half evet. A filomena in mutzi cannot even be mutzi himself, because he may be the other gender, and therefore he cannot be mutzi. It's a sophic. Sophic male, sophic female, he cannot be mutzi even himself. He will need to listen according to Roma, he will need to listen to somebody else being mutzi. Okay. Siv Dalet. Hashemia Megillah Mimishu Mudrano Menu Yotso. This is talking about a case, somebody who makes is Mudrano. Mudrano means I make a neda, an oath that I don't have any benefit from you. I don't have anything to do with you. I don't have anything to do with you. And he happens to be the Baal Kohel of the Megillah. Can you listen? Can you be yotz the Megillah of a person who you've been moedah no from? I don't have anything to do with you, and I'm making a neda. Nothing. He happens to be the Baal Kohel. Yotz, yes or no? Shulchan Aruch is teaching us Hashemea Megillah. Somebody who hears the Megillah, Memisho Mudra no, Memeni. Somebody you've been you've moedah no from him. Yotz or yotz. Why so?
Bye bye.
One second, 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 second. Let me just finish the Mishnah. I've got you, Dalit. Yotzo, Yoyotz, the mitzvahs are, and it's because of the general rule, mitzvahs are not considered hana, are not considered benefit. It's not considered hana. So mitzvahs are given not for the enjoyment. Mitzvahs are not given for the, what's the right word? Mitzvahs are not given for the mitzvahs lav lehenu is nitnu. Mitzvahs are not given for the physical benefit, and therefore, when you were moed hana, I don't want anything from you. It was referring to physical benefit, physical gain. Now, a mitzvah, which Kisa Megillah is a mitzvah, he's not included in that because you meant physical benefit, and that's not physical benefit. Mitzvah is love, and it's not if we can be yotzer from somebody you moed hana from. Yes, Stephen.
What about if the person reading the Megillah is not Shomer Shabbos? Would that matter? He can read the Megillah, but he's not Shomer Shabbos, for example, or the other mitzvahs.
What would you say?
I would say, based on what you just said, it's okay.
Why so?
Because it's not for benefit or enjoyment or whatever. So I would say that it's probably okay.
So I don't know if the concept of mitzvahs lav lehen is has directly got to do with it, but I agree with you that hakol chayovim bekiyosa. So a man can really be moitzi. Now I seem to recall In Hilchos Kiyas HaTorah we learned that it's not respectful and it's not right for somebody's Mechal Shabbos to be you know, it says, you know, you're reading from the Torah, you're reading about Zochar Shema Shabbos Lekadshoi, and then you're lining the Psukim in the Torah, and then the person himself is not keeping Shabbos. That makes no sense. In terms of Kiyas HaMegillah, it's a bit better and easier, but nevertheless, it's not respectful to have the Kiyas HaMegillah by someone who doesn't keep Shabbos. But as to whether you're Bedieved Yotze, yes, the person would be Yotze.
Thank you.
It's a good question. Yeah, it doesn't make sense to say, you know, to read the Megillah and say, Mishlach Moloch, Eyu, Matonet, Avion, and he doesn't keep to it. You're right. It's contradicting his own. Yeah. As to whether you're Bedieved Yotze, I don't know. Pashtus. She's saying that Megillah should be Yotze, even if the Baal Kor of the Megillah is not fulfilling. Yeah, so Shabbos is Taka. Somebody doesn't keep Shabbos, cannot be Yotze. No. I think I'm not sure anymore, but I think it says you can't. Yeah. So, but over here, in terms of Kiyas HaMegillah, Pashtus Bedieved Yotze, I would say. Good question. Interesting, very interesting question. So when he doesn't keep the Hilchos Purim, so there's interesting shaila. Interesting. Okay.
If you're Mudah Hana,
Mudah Hana, yes.
Can't enjoy the reading. Let's say he's got a good voice, whatever.
Yeah. But it's still Mitzvah Zav Lehenu
Zmitnu. I'm doing it for both reasons. I'm doing it for Yotze, but...
Yeah, I know, but you're still mitzvahs lav lehen is nitnu. Even if you personally enjoy it, it's still mitzvahs lav lehen is nitnu. Even if you personally enjoy it, that's the way. That was normally we normally say. Okay, tzorich likoy so kula siv gimel rabbi say a bit more. Just let's start. We're not going to finish the siv for just a little bit. Tzorich likoy so kula. You need to read the entire Megillah. And mitoych haksav and from the written format. If a person reads the Megillah by heart, if good Baal Kor, they know the Megillah really by heart. If somebody knows the Megillah by heart, it can't be Motzi, can't be Yotze. It needs to be read from text, from a written format.
Is that applied to Leining?
Sorry, I skipped. Yeah, see that, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Mokum Shein Minyan. Yeah, let's Mokum Shein Minyan, a place there is no minyan. Him echod yodea v'achirim enim yodim echod poitres kulam. Him kulam yod. So if you go to a place where there's no minyan, if one person im echod yodea v'achirim enim yodim, one person knows the Megillah and others don't, echot poiter es kulam, you can be moitzi others by kiyas Megillah. Vim kulam yoidim, if everybody is able to read the Megillah themselves, kol echot kore le'atzma, everybody should read the Megillah himself. Or rather, echot kore le'atzma, everybody can read the Megillah himself. Of course, this is based on, Mishabu explains, if your intention is to be moitzi others, of course that works as well. If you can, of course you can be moitzi somebody else by kiyas HaMegillah. If they're all able to read, you can still be moitzi others. Of course that works as well. And not only that, furthermore, says even more than that. It's even better if one person reads for others in his motzi, because it's always better than mitzvahs jointly and together, united, it's much, much better.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Rabbi, so if somebody was living on their own, couldn't get, and they haven't got a klaf, can they read the Megillah at home?
That Stephen will cover tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. Stephen talk for his tzaddik. That will be discussed tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. That will learn tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. Stephen, I want to make sure you're going to be on tomorrow. Stephen talk for his tzaddik. Tomorrow's learning. To summarize what we learned this evening, very briefly, we learned that somebody is on a boat, he can be Yotze on Tezvav. We learned that everybody's obligated in Megillah, men, women, gerim, children as well. We spoke about the age of children. You can be yotze by hearing or by saying. We learned that a cheder shoyte v'katan cannot be moitzi others. He's not obligated himself. A deaf person can't be moitzi others. We spoke about andrigenes, cannot be moitzi, and tumtum as well. And we spoke about the mudra v'ano as well. He can be yotze because mitzvah lenis nitnu. Right, that's the halachas we discussed this evening, amongst others. And tomorrow, Mitzvah, we're going to finish the siman and go to siman Tov Reish Tzadik. Good evening, Rabbi Yisai.